O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Galatians 5, verse 1, and verses 13 through 25. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Holy Love by Brian Eichelberger and Zach Bolin. Short vocal phrases trail off and leave room for space. Each pause is a moment to reflect on the important characteristics of love and a helpful reminder for each of the relationships we encounter in this life.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, and verses 13 through 25. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you are called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things that you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
Galatians 5 begins, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." Now, there are two kinds of slavery that Galatians talks about. The first is immorality, or doing your own thing whenever you want. That leads to bondage. But the second kind of slavery is moralism. That is, trying to earn God's favor by doing the right thing. And that also leads to bondage. And so unrighteousness and self-righteousness both stem from hearts that don't want the Father's grace or the gift of the gospel. Christ has redeemed us, Paul says, from doing our own thing and the burden of trying to be good enough. However, our freedom is not a license to self-indulgence. No. We have not just freedom from sin, but freedom for. For what? Well, Paul says, for loving service to others. We are set free from the law to actually produce the goodness that the law always commanded: love. Paul says, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. We are liberated in Christ to love. But then Paul puts it negatively. He says, but if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. See, when we speak negatively about others, we're biting them like a wild animal, tearing and destroying with its teeth. Sometimes impatience, annoyance, frustration, dissensions, envy, and resentment leak out of us, whether as gossip or a put-down. And when we relate this way, we are giving in to our fallen flesh instead of yielding to the Holy Spirit's lead. We are to have critical minds, which means we discern the truth without having a critical spirit, which is more about proving ourselves correct. Paul says we are to encourage one another in love, not cannibalize each other. Freely walking in the power of the Holy Spirit produces the fruit of the Spirit in us. And so I encourage you to pray today, Lord, help me to use my liberty in Christ to serve others, not for self-indulgence. Help me pursue kindness, peaceableness, gentleness, and self-control.
Thank you.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O God, your never-failing providence sets in order all things, both in heaven and on earth. Put away from us all hurtful things, and give us those things that are profitable for us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.